Channel 4, so you must be watching with great interest in what's happening at your old company. Obviously, you've got skin in the game as an independent production company. They've all but ceased commissioning new stuff until 2025, they say. How concerned are you about the state of Channel 4, where Lord Grade, one of your predecessors there, now chair of Ofcom, described it as a corner shop competing against global supermarket chains? How do you see the challenge for Channel 4 going forward?
Look, I believe in creative originality and creating hits and doing things differently. And I think that we should never underestimate this country's ability to produce really valuable IP that can be exported around the world, which was one of the main purposes of Channel 4 from a business perspective, that it, you know, it was an opportunity, created opportunities for independent producers to create IP. It can and is still doing that, but it is definitely harder. And funnily enough, my one observation would be that when you're running a network, you have to sort of place your bets in a very strategic way, and you have to market things in a way, you have to market your content in a way that has real conviction and impact. And I think, you know, the whole media industry needs Channel 4 because it is an environment in which we can innovate and try new things. And I think that there's no doubt about it, with good ideas and good marketing, Channel 4 can continue to thrive. And by the way, it's also a very important independent news provider, and it's a very important and powerful and Oscar-winning developer of British independent movies as well. So for cultural reasons as well as business reasons, I think it remains a force to be reckoned with.
But does the remit need to change to make it more commercially viable?
Well, there's debates going on at the moment as to whether or not they should produce, Channel 4 should be given the freedom to produce more of its own programmes, which it never has done before. That's an interesting one.
Do you think they should be allowed to?
My own view is that the independent sector is a good provider to Channel 4 currently.
What would David Abraham, if he was still running Channel 4, say, do you think?
I probably would say that as well. Look, when I was there, our big focus was on generating big hits, being aggressive on sort of, you know, building new franchises like Formula One and getting Bake Off, which we did towards the end. But we had to rebuild the schedule post Big Brother. Big Brother had been on the network for 10 years. Our challenge, going back to 2010, was how do you build a new range of hits? And we were, over a number of years, we did rebuild the schedule quite successfully and maintain the creative quality. There's no doubt about it. There is more competition now. But on the other hand, it's still the case across the world that people primarily like to watch television about their own communities, their own countries, their own environments. And so the BBC, Channel 4, ITV have a natural advantage. And I think if you just look at, for example, the impact of the post office drama on British politics recently, it's a brilliant reminder of the power of national television on in a democratic society to you know, stimulate progress and also for a country to sort of do the right thing.
Still though, Squid Game. Come on. No, point is taken. Yeah. Does it?